non-state bodies have played a key role in the biopolitical agenda, especially since the rise of the pharmaceutical industry, global healthcare strategies, and tech giants. The field of biocapitalism involves attempts to develop and maximize targets for pharmaceutical markets and other healthcare interventions. The administration of biocapitalist policies upon the majority of the world's population is now technologically possible in a way that was not available before. Not only is it technologically feasible, due to the recent pandemic, there is now also a reason for its implementation. It is imperative that individuals develop the conceptual tools for the critical analysis of the ways in which biocapitalism plays out in relation to biopolitics. This is the merger where health and health economics combines with the data of surveillance capitalism. Biocapitalism has aligned itself with the accelerating expansion of data sets, data tracing and tracking, and the burgeoning rise of surveillance capitalism, as exposed by Professor Shoshana Zuboff. The contact tracing applications developed by such companies as Google and Apple are designed to gather a huge amount of new data that will only add to their already expanding data supply chains. Healthcare and biomedical data collection is doubling every 12 to 14 months. An increasing percentage of all the digital data in the world is stored by the healthcare industry. The move to digital has been rapid over the past decade. For example, the range of medical wearables on the market are now extensive and growing. It is no accident that Google acquired Fitbit, the company that creates wearable health devices for tracking people's activity, exercise, food, weight, sleep patterns, and more. It is now possible to monitor most aspects of an individual's health. Analysis of digital healthcare data and its use for predictive analytics is profoundly changing the way patients are managed. Patient health data will increasingly influence the business models of the biocapitalism market. And this data will only increase from the track and trace apps most governments are pushing upon their populations. Biocapitalism is firmly embedded within the portfolio expansion of the tech giants. Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, and Apple have all invested heavily in an expanding range of healthcare projects. Such projects involve medical patient databases, hospital research data, pharmacy retail collaborations, AI research facilities, and health insurance. Alongside the tech giants, the pharmaceutical industry is clearly at the forefront of biocapitalism. Big Pharma is going to make huge profits from the current pandemic situation. The response from many Big Pharma CEOs is that they are calling on society to help finance their research investments. Pharma chief executives have warned governments that they'll need to provide substantial upfront funding if vaccines and testing are to be rolled out faster. This coincides with what has been termed as the pandemic era. In a report published in August 2020, public health expert Tony Fauci and epidemiologist David Morans stated that humanity has entered a pandemic era. Their report states that the current pandemic is only the first of many more to come, and that the world is likely to see an accelerating rate of future outbreaks in the years ahead. What this means is that the future of vaccine rollouts is secured alongside a continuation of emergency powers. Biocapitalism is clearly a force of reckoning that is deeply tied to biopolitics and an agenda of biopower. A global regime is emerging that is constructed from an assemblage of institutions, procedures, orthodox knowledge narratives, and enforced by authoritarian measures that are instigated through the police-military complex. The changing biopolitical arena of the 21st century, with its economic biocapitalist agenda, simultaneously implies a rising state of biosecurity.